Hi, this is Karen.
Hola, this is Gloria. Welcome to the Moving Into Wellness podcast,
where we aim to remove stigma around and discuss tools to manage everyday mental health issues.
Let's all take a breath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This is another bonus episode with me, Karen, talking with a practitioner in the field so the audience can get an idea of offerings that are out there when it comes to mental health support. Today, I am with Cashel. Hi, Cashel.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Great. I'm glad you're here. Cashel, if you don't mind, let's start by you telling the audience a little bit about yourself.
I'm Cashel Campbell. I'm a licensed and board certified dance movement psychotherapist. I'm based in Chelsea, New York City. And I really love the field of dance movement therapy. And I came into the field because I felt the connection that therapy offered me as a young person alongside dancing. As a creative and having a place to just put those places together was and continues to be very revolutionary for me and those people that I can offer the work to. I'm as well a creative, an actor, a writer, a dance performance artist, and I do a lot of motivational speaking and guest teaching in the field of dance therapy. I got a lot going on, but I'm trying my best to attend to all of the aspects that I feel are within me naturally and abridge them professionally and also authentically so I can be in connection with people in the way I'm supposed to be.
Great. So in terms of this podcast and what we talk about, it's called Moving Into Wellness. And the first main question I ask people is, what does mental wellness mean to you?
I think mental wellness, to begin with, it means to me acknowledging that your mental health is a part of your overall total health. I think it's the beginning of acknowledging that. I think sometimes when we talk about health in general, it's like the PCP and the dentist and the eye doctor, you know, and I think the mentality around mental health is like optional. And then I metaphorically say like, well, what if we thought brushing our teeth was optional? You know, mm-hmm. it would be hot out here for a lot of people. So I kind of feel very much like that's a really nice metaphor for the mental health space. We see a lot of things going on societally, familially, socially. It's hot because mental health is not seen as a necessity or a necessary aspect of health care. And I think just the acknowledgement that your mind is influenced by your heart and vice versa, and there are aspects that influence those places that need time and attention and consideration, that's really what it means. From there, to me, it's like lift off. You can go so many places, but without that acknowledgement that that space needs to be nurtured, regardless of creed, race, gender, it's a human story. Yeah, that's what it means to me.
And would you describe your community offering related to mental wellness, why you started it and where you are with it right now?
Such a great question. This morning I was I've created a pole dance as therapy modality underneath my private practice, which is Feel Heal Dance. And I was doing that work because it was created from my body and turned into an offering. And I have a particular playlist, two particular playlists that I use. One is like more up-tempo, one is more moody. And I was in the up-tempo one today, and this song came on by Sarah McLachlan, but it was like the house version of I Forgot to Tell You I Love You. I don't remember if that's the name of the song, but I used to listen to that song on repeat over and over again when I would say I came into my first real mental health crisis. I was about 19, 20, 21. And I listened to that song incessantly. At the time, I was working at Aveda, this salon hair care space. And my coworkers were like, enough. How many times are you going to play this song? But there was something in it that made me feel like everything is possible. And I was going through a really hard time, you know, then it was my first entrance into the world, into college and into a romantic relationship that was not healthy. And I didn't have the tools to recognize that lack of health, not because I wasn't enough, but because some of what I've learned that is what I sought out is also familiar to me from my environment that I grew up in. So it doesn't always appear that there's something wrong when you're looking for family patterns that you've had. And I didn't have the words. I just had the pain. And I listened to that song so much. And anyway, back to today, I was doing this movement, my own version of authentic movement with the pole. And the song came on and I just started to wail, you know, just cry. And like this very deep wailing from my throat came out. And it was such a, like an expunging experience because I remembered where I used to be and where I was and what promoted and provoked me to get to where I am and wanting to be this person that I've become and wanting healing and wanting understanding and wanting a place for myself as a sensitive, vulnerable person to be okay in the world. And it just was such a 180 moment. And I grew up in the suburbs in Long Island, New York. It's a beautiful container, a safe container for whatever safe means. I guess it's relative. But from an emotional space, it wasn't very reflective of who I am. People there, like most suburbs, are in the status quo space, like house and a dog and kids, and you do what you have to do. And okay, you cry and get up and dust yourself off and keep going. And I just never felt connected to that. I felt like, why are we dusting ourselves off? There's a scar. Can we look at the scar? What's in there? Just all of that, just having all of those organic experiences and my growth really influenced me to want to try out this field. And I would say the other and probably final part to it is that when I was going to therapy and I was in my youth in that same time period, it took me a long time to find someone who was like a fit. And I think that even going back to the first question with mental wellness, if it's about brushing our teeth or trying on shoes, you get the brand that you like and then you stick with it. You get the shoes that feel comfortable. It's the same thing with therapists, right? You try it out. This doesn't work. I try somebody else. And I just was very relentless about that for a young person. And I, at the time, I recognized like, I need a Black woman because I'm a Black woman. And it doesn't mean that another woman won't understand me, but I feel like a Black woman may understand me a little bit better. And I kept searching till I found one, and I did. And she had Caribbean roots like I do. And she understood me. And she had patience for me. And she challenged me and I threw my challenges back to her, and it was a real container for safety. And I think once that was successfully experienced, I was like, how are we going to do this for other people? This is great. I got to go find out how to do this for other people. So yeah, I think that from that cultivating place, I guess I was meant to be where I am for sure.
And since starting Feel, Heal, Dance, what have you learned either about the community you're serving, about yourself, about the field, like as you've evolved as a practitioner?
I think overall for where I am right now, one of the things I've learned, and it's something that I'm conscious of as a guest faculty in different programs and clinical supervisor, is that I want beginning DMT students to walk into the field understanding that exactly who you are is exactly what the work is, if you let it be that. And I think sometimes for all of us, when we start something new, you know, sometimes we put pressure on ourselves and we don't really know, like, what's the standard? How am I supposed to be? But I think Feel, Heal, Dance has really taught me, like, it's given me the structure to put who I am and what I'm offering and what my hopes and dreams are in the work. It's given me a place to structure that and offer it to other people. And it's taught me that it's okay for me to be vulnerable professionally, going back to just learning the work And I'm sure it's the same in neighboring creative arts therapies or even other modalities of mental health therapy. There's like this standard kind of like, be discreet. You don't want people to know too much about you, or, you know, you want to create this kind of aura of whatever. And I think that there's something really destabilizing in that, where human beings are concerned, and learning how to navigate those boundaries. My practice has taught me that there are some core boundaries that I can keep, right? That are about time, that are about professionalism, that are about accountability, that are about safety, and that are also inclusive of my boundaries as a practitioner. But after that, I feel like I don't feel the need to police myself to be in bondage because of a field that is highly emotive and, you know, highly boundaried. There's different ways to work boundaries. And I think being dance therapists, we have the liberty and the advantage in a really interesting way to play with those boundaries and make them make sense. So, you know, my practice has definitely taught me how to accept myself more, how to be exactly who I am, how to trust my gut, how to just my intuition is my navigation system, and it's safe to listen to that within me. Yeah. And it just keeps reminding me, it's like, you know, no commas, no periods. It's like feel, heal, dance. Oh yes, that's right. Oh yes. If I ever get a little lost, look at the words. Okay. You know, that helps to keep me on track.
That's great. I really appreciate you sharing your point of view about mental wellness, mental health, about the creativity in this field. It's the field I'm in as well, and what it can offer you and what it can offer people who work with you. And where can people find you?
I am on a lot of different places. So most typical places, right? So Facebook, I'm on. My page is Feel Heal Dance. And I really love that page because, again, I feel like it gives me the space to engage with the audience that follows and likes. And we can have some really good dialogue about the honesty of our emotions and the experience of it in our bodies. I'm on Instagram at Layers, LAYERS underscore of OF underscore cash, CASH. And that's like a little mosh pit of me. It's like who I am. It's my professional self. It's my, as a therapist, it's my creative self as an artist. It's a lot of joke. It's a lot of joke. I don't know what I'd do without laughter. So it's a lot of joke. And my website is cashelcampbell.com. CASHELCAMPBELL.com. Then there's a tab that says Feel, Heal, Dance, and you can click on that and find out more about scheduling and classes and things of that sort.
Well, I hope that people have learned something from a different aspect of the creative field in that therapy can be. Mm-hmm. And we are out here for the podcast. We're in Southern California. So this is, I think you might be the first East Coast person I've talked to. So having something to see like this field is spread far and wide. It's not limited to any region. It's in fact international in terms of its offerings. Awesome. And people can, so when you do your search and seeing, because there are like online offerings for some things from some people, that just to expand your horizons and see what's out there beyond the limitations of physical space.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Karen, for having me. This was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you. And I look forward with the audience, people being able to learn more about you, this field, and you offering the insight that you have. And we will include Cashel's information in the episode description. And we hope you tune in next time. Thank you so much and have a good day.
Thank you. You too.